and a war. Something here about how people, now again I'm looking at the economy news, and Swedish television, and they're talking about recessions and this and that and how to get the consumers to consume again. But of course we also have high unemployment here in Sweden today. Now, that I spoke about in my previous one, which was also for Priya. We might have reached a point and have been there for a long time actually, but been able to just maintain ourselves there, but the stock market and all of these illusions that value that have been building up, you know, big corporations that actually don't make profit but just attract investors, like a pyramid scheme a little bit. But if my theory is right, then that has to come to a halt. And maybe that's the halt we have come to, because now they say here that we have had a recession for quite a few years now here in Sweden. It just doesn't, I don't know if this recession, but a stagnation as they call it. People don't consume enough much. The stock market is not rising. There is not constant growth anymore. It's like just remaining the same. So how to do, what to do to get things working again, to get people to buy more? Well, you can lower the taxes and lower the interest rates on loans and things, so people, the households get more money to consume for and so on. Well, I mean, there are several factors involved here, right? It's the international trade is disturbed. The sanctions, tariffs here and there. And that also, of course, can make prices rise and lower than consumption. People, they don't want to buy all these fancy clothes when they cost so much as they do now, actually lower quality. Now then, enter into our story here, pants. I mean, that story where some small town people get together and decide, hey, we used to produce our own clothes here. This is now from Ulricehamn or outside. We still have the sewing machines. We can do it. So they, you know, we take that as an example there of local production coming back into life again. Little factories here and there taken over by people who get together and let's roll up our sleeves here. We Swedes, we can work. And we better start doing that. And in this way, again, producing locally that which for so long now have just been produced in Bangladesh or in China or whatever, and have given huge profit to huge international corporations. Now, of course, they won't like that, because if even towns and villages and counties and countries, of course, are becoming self-sufficient, producing what their people need and then they're satisfied. They are not customers anymore for this huge global business that has to somehow grow and grow and grow. Because those companies would then get less customers. Of course they will, because they're not so expensive. And the risk is that they go down in the stock market. And if many of them do, then the whole stock market goes. And the world economy crashes, and there will be famine and suffering and all of that. So again, that could be part of what triggers them into war mode. And so on. But of course, then these countries that are now taking care of themselves, well, you know, you can't fight them with financial war. So what are you going to do? Are you going to start bombing them, sending missiles to them, drones into them, and then soldiers coming in? What for? Taking over the countries? Oh, what is it? So we can kind of show this, that the whole war concept is now kind of reevaluated, and you have to question what's the purpose of it.